Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lynn the Outlaw here. It is Thursday, August 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news for the month of August: the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events today from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Hardy County 4-H will have a drive-through open house. They're doing it a little bit differently this year. They encourage you to come on by and pick up a packet of information. It has a lot of helpful information for the upcoming 4-H year. You will also receive a flyer from all of the 4-H clubs. The drive-through is at 515 Civic Center Drive in Wauchula. Once again, 515 Civic Center Drive. Very easy rhyme. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Your jobs in Hardy County: Sunshine Inspections is looking for an assisted office manager. Qualifications include administrative assistant experience, telephone and communication skills, computer skills with the knowledge of QuickBooks and Microsoft Office, organizational skills, and oral and written skills with grammatical and spelling accuracy. Equity Lifestyle Properties is looking for a front desk clerk. A high school diploma or equivalent is required, plus 1 year of experience in customer service, strong organizational skills, and computer literacy. The City of Avon Park is looking for a code enforcement officer. You will perform a variety of field and office work in support of the city's local code enforcement unit, including enforcing compliance with city regulations and ordinances, including those pertaining to zoning, land use, nuisance housing, building codes, health and safety, blight, graffiti, stormwater, and other matters of public concern. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather plus the agriculture news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wachula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wachula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather a few clouds, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 70%. Heat index 95. Winds variable at 4.6 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles. And the altimeter read 29.95 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 11:04 a.m. Eastern Time. Rest of today, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%, heat index readings 101 to 106. And Friday night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A few days after authorities said an insect carrying a deadly plant disease had been found for the first time in a California commercial citrus grove, University of California scientists described progress in possibly counteracting HLB disease. UC Riverside researchers say they created models of the bacterium that causes HLB, which could help manage it. Another UC Riverside team recently announced progress on a treatment. New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing egg producer Hillandale Farms for allegedly gouging its prices during the pandemic. ModernFarmer.com reports James' office announced last week it filed a lawsuit against Hillandale for allegedly charging consumers up to four times as much for a carton of eggs than it had before the pandemic. The lawsuit claims the Ohio, Pennsylvania-based producer made around $4 million by illegally increasing its prices on around 4 million cartons of eggs sold in New York State between March and April. Chicago-based Hazel Technologies is launching a new product for apples in storage. Called Hazel CA for controlled atmosphere, the technology helps protect the quality of fruit in cold storage, one of the many new technology offerings Hazel will be launching this year. According to ThePacker.com, Hazel CA works by controlling the respiration rate and ethylene production of apples in cold storage. In commercial trials last season, the technology showed promising results.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great-grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improving yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The silverleaf whitefly is a pest in crops such as cotton and vegetables. University of Georgia Extension entomologist Philip Roberts says there's reason for cotton farmers to be especially watchful for the pest this year.
2020 is definitely a year where we're seeing elevated pressure, elevated infestations from silverleaf whitefly. There are a couple reasons for that. Number one, we had a very mild winter. In Tifton, Georgia, we only recorded 6 days where we dropped below 32 degrees coming into this spring. So we had a mild winter, and that allowed whitefly numbers to survive the winter at higher numbers. And in time, these numbers just build to very high numbers. They complete a generation every 14 days. Right now, whiteflies are present at pretty high numbers in what I call a historical area where we tend to deal with whiteflies on a more common basis, where we have acreages of produce and cotton in close proximity. And that allows whiteflies to reproduce on cultivated hosts 12 months a year.
Roberts says the high populations will likely lead to an expanded area of whitefly pressure this year.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula here at 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: originality is the fine art of remembering what you hear, but forgetting where you heard it. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.